Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Today, the Iowa Supreme Court issued its ruling on a bitter battle between the governor, Governor Branstad, and Democratic legislators over whether the governor illegally closed a state school for troubled teen girls last year. Joining us now to talk about the case and today's decision by the Iowa Supreme Court, Ryan Copemans is with us. We'd like to turn to Ryan. He's an attorney at Nymaster Good in Des Moines. Legal matters. Ryan, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. So what did the justices rule today?
Well, this is to some maybe a disappointment, I guess. We had this big, as you said, this big battle between some legislators and the governor about whether the governor had the constitutional power to close this juvenile home, which the legislature had appropriated money for. So the legislature appropriated $8 million throughout the year, and they said, well, we expect that $8 million to be spent on this home. The governor, on the other hand, and other members of his executive branch decided that it was not in the children's best interest to continue to be there, and so he closed it. So you had this fight, you know, this essentially this civics lesson, where who gets to decide how the money's spent, the executive branch or the legislative branch? And they asked the court to do that, so we all thought we'd get this big constitutional case that says, well, here's what the Constitution means, here's what the governor can or cannot do. Instead, we got a lesson from the Iowa Supreme Court in restraint. What they said that, no, we're not going to decide. This case is moot. In the 2014 legislative session, the legislature and the executive branch, the governor, essentially worked it out amongst themselves. They decided that we're not going to fund this juvenile home anymore. And so even if the court wanted to order it to be reopened, there's no money. And the court said, look, it is not our job under our constitutional government to get involved in fights between the executive and legislative branch when they've essentially solved them themselves. And so we are not here to answer academic questions. We are a judicial body that solves real legal disputes. This is no longer one. And so, therefore, we're dismissing the case. So a soft end to a bitter battle.
Mm-hmm. Is it really the end? Is that the end of this controversy? Does it end here?
Well, that's the end of this controversy. You know, we'll see. Maybe there will be another controversy with some of the other closures that might happen after this legislative session is over. So we might see this issue come back. But this case brought by, you know, the AFSCME president and some Democrat legislators, including Jack Hatch, who ran against the governor, is officially over.
Mm-hmm. I think you're referring to the critics of Branstad have accused him of using similar tactics to this in shutting down state mental hospitals at Clarinda and Mount Pleasant this year. I think the timeline for that coming up here in June. So this ruling, does it in any way address that controversy at all?
No, it doesn't, because it didn't. The court didn't weigh in on what power the governor has. But it does tell the legislature, look, if you really want to keep these things open, then you need to appropriate money for it, because we're not going to come in after the fact, after you essentially have given in and rule that the governor must reopen these things. If you want to stick up for yourselves, then you must appropriate the money. And if you don't, then don't get us involved.
Mm-hmm. Is that the message? Is that the precedent here for this dismissal of a case?
It is. And essentially what the court is saying is, look, if you read between the lines, this is a very gray area about where the power of the legislative branch ends and where the power of the executive branch begins. And the court says, look, this is a very dangerous constitutional fight. Unless we have an active fight in front of us, unless you're willing to continue on, then we're not going to draw the lines for you.
Okay, Ryan Copemans, attorney at Nymaster Good in Des Moines. Thanks for explaining the case dismissal by the Iowa Supreme Court on this battle between the governor and some Democratic legislators over whether the governor illegally closed a state school for troubled teens last year. Thank you, Ryan.
My pleasure. Thank you.